joy, another day in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, boys and girls. Again, it's time for another visit with our friends down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, don't run away. Listen a while, you'll want to stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, everybody. This is Dippy Dwarf. Today, gorgeous frog, Frankie that is, tries to outfox a fox.
So don't leave your radio, listen to a wild animal show. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Hi! Can't you cut out that noise, Grasshopper? A turtle can hardly sleep.
This is no place to sleep, Timothy Turtle. This is a junk shop.
I believe it.
Here, Turtle, help me lift this piece of tin. I don't want to crush the grass.
Say, your grass does look good. Did you plant grass seed?
Nope, just let nature take its course.
You know, Grasshopper, yesterday morning I did see blossoms on the apple tree. I took a breath and thought, could it be it's green up time?
Did the same thing myself, Turtle. Then I began to look around, and in every field I found, greens were a-pushing up through the ground for green up time, to welcome in the green up time. And so much for music. Help me lift this tin, boy.
Oh, too tired.
Tim, look out for that sharp nail.
What nail? What nail? Where? Where?
Nowhere. And now that you're on your feet, you can help me.
You're a monster, Gerald Grasshopper.
Only on Saturdays. Don't see it here.
What you looking for, Gerald?
Can of green paint.
What you gonna paint, Gerald?
You're awfully nosy, Tim boy.
I don't really want to know. Just asking to be polite.
Well, since you're dying with curiosity, I'll tell you. We need the green paint to color some bobby pins.
Who wants green bobby pins?
Gorgeous frog.
Oh.
He's going to call them froggy pins. And as he walks out to the rig to wrestle, he'll casually throw the froggy pins out to his admirers. Clever, huh?
Oh, I'm sleepy.
Yoo-hoo, Gerald Grasshopper.
Well, hi, Kitty.
I have the package of bobby pins. Do you have the green paint?
Hi, Kitty.
Haven't found the paint yet, Kitty.
Oh, you must hurry, Grasshopper.
I'm looking fast as I can.
Hi, Kitty.
Well, look faster. I'll help.
You look over there by the barrel.
Hi, Kitty.
Timothy Turtle, will you please be quiet? You talk too much.
You could at least say hello.
Very well, then. Hello.
Hi.
I hope you're satisfied. Gerald, which barrel?
Well, that one over there, full of catnip.
Catnip? I don't dare go near it.
Well, why not, Kitty?
Too dangerous. I don't see any green paint around here.
Neither do I see any.
Guess I'm smack dab out of green paint.
I'll just have to try somewhere else.
Susie Skunk might have a can in her purse.
Oh, so she might. Goodbye, Grasshopper.
So long, Kitty.
Hi, Gerald. Give me a chew of that rabbit tobacco.
Well, here you are, Turtle, but be careful. There's a strong wind.
Just give it to me. Thanks. So long, Kitty. Hey. Right back in my eye. What did I do wrong?
You were facing the wind, boy. You gonna let that be a lesson to you, Turtle?
I sure am. I've learned that I'm better off with my eyes closed. 99.
Badger residence. Oh, I do hope Susie Skunk has some green paint.
If you're working your way through magazines by setting schools, I don't... Oh, hello, Kitty.
Hello, Susie Skunk.
Do come in. I haven't vacuumed the carpet yet.
Sue, I'll come straight to the point. Do you have a can of green paint?
Well, there might be a can in my purse. I'll look and see.
Where is your purse?
Under the scattered rug.
Why do you keep it there?
It's the only place I can remember where I put it. Everyone says I'm so scatterbrained. Oh, here it is, my little purse.
See if there's a can of green paint in it.
Let me see. A jar of prickly pear pickles. A blue-white diamond.
A blue-white diamond? Is it real?
If it isn't, do you think I'd have paid all of 25 cents for it? A book of yours, postage stamps, a broken crochet hook, a damp sponge. Ooh, a portable mugwump. That's a good question.
I didn't ask you what it was.
Oh, shoe polish. A gallon of milk.
A gallon of milk in your purse?
It's condensed milk. Well, no green paint.
What's that can there?
Oh, that's just a can of polka dot paint. No green.
Oh, row, this is dreadful. The frog won't have any green bobby pins.
I'm as sorry as I can be, Kitty.
Well, thanks just the same, Sue. I'll be going now.
Won't you come down to the Cricket's hearth with me? I'm meeting my woodchucky there for a chocolate float ice cream soda special with whipped cream, chopped nuts, sliced banana, and a maraschino cherry on the top.
I think such a meeting would be too sweet for me. Bye, Sue.
Bye-bye, Kitty.
Oh, I hate to tell Frankie about the bobby pins, but there's no use in dilly-dallying. Regardless of how beautiful I look when I do. Dippy Dwarf, have you seen Frankie Frog?
He's out in back, Kitty, building a stone fence.
The frog? Building? Working?
Does sound miraculous, but he's doing it.
How did you ever get him to work?
I told him that lifting rocks and stones would keep him in shape, and he believed me.
This I've got to see. Excuse me, Dwarf.
He's around on the left side now, Kitty.
I'll find him. A frog working just to be doing something. Well, sure enough, he really is. Frankie!
Hiya, Kitty baby. Want to watch me keep strong and supple?
No, it makes me tired just to watch. Put that stone down and listen.
Yeah, got news for me? Good news?
No, bad news. We can't locate any green paint.
Well, I don't need any green paint. I never wear makeup.
This paint was to be used on bobby pins, remember?
Oh, yeah, booby pins.
Not booby pins, bobby pins.
Oh, bobby pins, booby pins. They were for me, weren't they?
You're right, booby pins. Well, you won't have any green ones.
Oh, well, you'll have to be satisfied with looking at me. After all, I'm green.
Brown, you're so big and strong, Frankie.
The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
Oh, Frankie, when you sing to me, my whiskers tingle.
And very fetching they are while tingling.
Oh, look, a car.
Yeah, it's a woodchuck's car.
Hello, woodchuck.
Hello, Kitty, Frankie.
Hiya, dumb cluck. Where's Susie Skunk?
She's sitting on the running board.
Susie, what are you doing riding there on the running board?
I try to be sensible and keep my feet on the ground.
Isn't she the one?
Yeah, I bet you wear a lot of shoes dragging your feet along the ground.
Yes, but I have to do something to keep down to earth. When I'm out with my chucky, I seem to be floating on a cloud.
Well, that's because I have air in my tires.
You mean you had air in your tires?
Oh, mercy me, you're flat.
You shouldn't have flattered your tires, dumb Glucky.
Yes. I've always heard flattery will get you nowhere. Look at that flat tire. Flattered in your flapjack.
I love flattery myself. Flatter me, dream frog.
You okay, Kitty? I'll tell you how gorgeous you are.
I almost forgot why I stopped here.
To fix your flat tire?
No. To tell Frankie about the fox.
Oh, my manager. I don't want to see him.
Well, he wants you to sign the contract for a fight.
Well, I don't want to see the fox.
Frankie, I think you should help Chucky fix the flat tire.
Flat? Fix? I gotta see the fox right away. So long, Jokers.
You'll pardon me. I must go manicure my claws.
Oh, mercy me. No one wants to help me fix the flat.
I'll help you, Chucky, dear.
Susie, I'd be lost without you. Lose my appetite. I'd be wasting away. Grieving every night. If you should ever tell me that it's over and through, I'd be lost without you, my little Susie. I'd be lost without you.
Hey, Swinner, Q Fox, I'm here.
Ah, excellent, Gorgeous Frog.
Hey, do you want me to sign something?
Yes, this contract signed right here.
Okay. Frankie Gorgeous Frog. There you are.
Good.
What did I just sign?
The contract to wrestle a big boy bear, the Bone Crusher.
Oh, no, not that big bear. Oh, me, he'll break every bone in my body. Hey, can't we cancel the fight?
You've signed, so you wrestle, Frog.
Oh,
let this be a lesson to you. Next time, read before you sign.
Oh, gee, but there's so much fine print. Well, I guess I'd better read it now. Guaranteed to sell so many tickets. Bear, big, oh, gee willikers, isn't there any way out?
Gorgeous. You look a little pale around the gills. Why don't you take a stroll down by the brook in the fresh air?
Yeah, maybe then I'd feel better. Gosh, wrestle that bear. He'll murder me. If I don't wrestle him, I'll be thrown into jail for a breach of contract. Oh, what am I gonna do? And there's the brook. Hey, I know what I'll do. I'll drown myself. I'll throw myself in the brook. Here goes. I'll drown, and then my worries will be over. Drown. Yeah, I must be crazy. I'm a frog. I take the water like a fish. Oh, well, now that I'm down here, I think I'll talk to Trudy Trout. Hiya, Trudy.
Hello, Frog. Did I hear about you being a wrestler?
Yeah, just signed up to fight Big Boy Bear. You'll probably crush me like an ice cream cone.
Oh, I wish I could see the fight.
Yeah, you do?
Yes, I teach in the school of fish, and all the pupils would love to see a wrestling match.
How many fish in your school, Trout?
Oh, 1,000 or so. I'm sure we'd all come, but we're fish, and a fish out of water is a dead duck.
Trudy, hey, you've just given me an idea. So long, Trout. I'm getting out.
Well, jumping in the brook wasn't such a bad thing to do. I think I know how I can have the advantage over a great big bear.
Hey, Swinner, Q Fox, Hey, by the way, Fox, what does that Q stand for?
For Quincy. It's such an honest name, don't you think?
I don't think. Fox, where's my contract to fight the bear?
Right here on my desk.
Guaranteed to sell 1,000 tickets. Fox, it doesn't say where the wrestling match is to be held.
No, the bear doesn't care where. You'd just as soon crush your bones at one place as another.
Then if I sell 1,000 tickets in advance, can I name the place for the fight?
Of course, Gorgeous.
Then you can start advertising right away. You've heard of fountain pens that ride underwater?
Yes.
And wrist watches that run underwater?
Yes.
Well, Fox, you're looking at a frog who wrestles underwater.
Wrestled underwater?
Yep. We're going to have this wrestling match in the brook.
You have not only outfoxed a fox frog, but a bear as well.
Just bear with me in the brook. I'll become the world champion underwater wrestler. Just wait. I'll sell those tickets.
Hey, Frankie, did I hear you say you outsmarted the bear?
You sure did, Dippy. I sold over 1,000 tickets to the fish in the brook. So the bear either wrestles me in the brook or concedes the fight.
And you'll win the fight technically if he refuses to fight?
Yeah, that's right. This way I can't lose.
Don't be too sure, Frog.
Why not, Kitty?
Here's a wire from the bear.
A wire? Well, let me open it. Hey, he can't do this to me. He can't.
Do what?
The bear asked, would I rather fight him while he wears a diving suit or would I rather wrestle his understudy, a lobster?
A lobster?
Oh, those pinchers, those claws. Oh,
hey, Frankie, you're getting white. All the color's draining out of your face.
Gee, golly, a bear in a diving suit or a lobster.
You know something, Gorgeous Frog?
In what?
This time next week, I don't think you'll look so gorgeous.
Oh, me. Hey, hey, that's all today. We're so glad that you could stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
This is one wrestling match that may not be according to the usual rules, but for Frankie Frog, the usual rule is lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Remember next Saturday, listen to our animal play. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Wormwood Forest, written by Tom Titchener, has come to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.